From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. Syrian state media showed dozens of families leaving besieged rebel-held neighborhoods in the city of Aleppo Saturday. The move came after the government opened safe corridors for civilians and fighters who wanted to leave. State TV showed dozens of women and children arriving in the Salahedin neighborhood. The state news agency Sana said civilians later boarded buses and were taken to shelters set up by the government on the western side of Aleppo. Opposition activists denied reports that Aleppo residents were leaving rebel-held neighborhoods of the city. They said that state media was attempting to falsely suggest that civilians were fleeing the area in large numbers. Russia had proposed Thursday that four humanitarian corridors be opened to let civilians leave the besieged city. The Syrian government also said there would be an amnesty for any fighters who surrendered within the next 3 months. Russia's Federal Security Service said that the computer networks of about 20 Russian organizations, government agencies, and defense contractors have been infected with malware. The FSB said in a statement on its website Saturday that the virus and the way the networks were infected bears similar characteristics to software used in high-profile cyber espionage cases in Russia and worldwide. Russia's intelligence agency did not say who is suspected of being behind the attacks. The announcement came after recent reports of cyber attacks on the U.S. Democratic National Committee and the fundraising committee for Democratic Party candidates in the U.S. House of Representatives. The Kremlin has denied any involvement in the hacks of the Democratic Party organizations. This is VOA News. Officials in the state of Texas say at least 16 people died in an early morning crash of a hot air balloon. A spokesman for the Federal Aviation Administration said the balloon apparently hit power lines and caught fire in its flight Saturday, crashing into a pasture and killing all aboard. Eric Grossoff of the National Transportation Safety Board said that there will be a significant investigation into this tragedy involving local, state, and federal authorities, including the FBI.
We've asked the FBI's evidence response team out of San Antonio to come and assist us with scene documentation. This is a normal practice for the NTSB in events that are classified as major accidents, and that's what this case is.
The crash took place in an area of farmland about 50 kilometers south of Austin, the state capital. Secretary of State John Kerry was in Paris Saturday for meetings with Palestinian Authority President Mahmoud Abbas and French Foreign Minister Jean-Marc Ayrault. The State Department says Kerry and Abbas discussed regional challenges and constructive ideas for the way forward in the Israeli-Palestinian conflict. Palestinian spokesman Saeb Erekat says that Kerry's trip and a recent French peace initiative are signs of the international community's insistence on renewing the peace process.
This reflects the need of the international community to revive the peace process because of the realization that status quo cannot be sustained.
The Israeli-Palestinian peace process has been frozen since 2014. A group of 22 Syrian Christians joined a vigil on the outskirts of Krakow, Poland, Saturday to celebrate World Youth Day with Pope Francis. In an emotional speech, a 26-year-old Syrian student told the hundreds of thousands gathered that conditions in Syria had made her doubt her faith in God. The Pope then asked those present to pray for the peace of Syria. He said, "Dear friends, I ask that we join in prayer for the suffering of all victims of war and for the many families of beloved Syria and other parts of our world." Francis said that the response to hatred and violence is brotherhood, communion, and family. The vigil took place on day four of the pontiff's five-day visit to Poland. Turkey is continuing its government crackdown in the wake of the failed July 15th military coup, with 60 constitutional court employees suspended Saturday. Employees and officials in the judiciary, education, media, healthcare, and other sectors have lost their jobs as part of President Recep Tayyip Erdogan's crackdown. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.